Thank you. Now I'd like to invite Rabbi Feldman from Nutria Karta up.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. We are here today in downtown Chicago in observance of the International Quds Day, where millions of people across the globe stand up and remember Al-Quds Jerusalem and protest the ongoing occupation of Palestine. The importance of this year is way more than in previous years. Unfortunately, we are witnessing this genocide going on already for 6 months, where masses of innocent men, women, and children are being mass murdered. This is going on for so long, and unfortunately, we don't see the end of it. When we are witnessing what is taking place, it is the duty of each and every human being, each and every right-minded person, to stand up and to say no, to do everything we can to educate others and to stop this genocide, stop this brutal occupation. I am representing masses of Jewish people worldwide who are embarrassed by all what is being done supposedly in our name. It is our religion, the Jewish religion, which is being misused to justify all these crimes. This is a true desecration of God's name. We have Jewish delegations, communities in a number of many major cities around the world today on this Al-Quds Day, standing up and expressing the voice of Jewish people around the world in our opposition to all what is happening in front of our eyes today, what is going on already for months, and what is sadly going on for over 75 years. We say that the state of Israel in no way represents world Jewry and in no way is condoned by the Jewish religion, the Holy Torah. Killing, stealing, oppressing an entire people, and in our case, which people? The Palestinian people who are kind, respectful, and protected the Jewish people for hundreds of years. This is unacceptable. This is not only a violation of international law. These are violations in Jewish law as well. It happens to be that the philosophy of Zionism, this concept of building a sovereign homeland for Jews, is in total contrast the basics of Jewish belief. According to Judaism, we the Jewish people are in exile. We are in a divinely decreed exile, which we are forbidden to end by any physical means. This is simple Judaism, what was accepted by all Jews throughout all generations until this movement of Zionism came. We are required by our religion to be loyal citizens in whichever country we reside. Palestine is one example. We are required to live in peace with our neighbors and not wage wars or conflict against anyone. The Jewish people are waiting for the ultimate redemption, which is a spiritual concept unfortunately misused by the Zionist movement. We are waiting for a spiritual future when the revelation of God's glory will be revealed throughout the universe, when all mankind will form one bond. We say in our high holiday prayers, V'yayusi chilam, agidu echos, And all mankind will form one bond to serve you, God, in peace and harmony. This is what we are waiting for. We are waiting from the hand of God to do this, and not me forcing you or anyone forcing anyone. This is Zionist propaganda, misusing and distorting the Jewish religion, which is unacceptable. It is about time that the world wakes up and realize that what is happening is unjust, is criminal, is inhumane. It is not only if you are Palestinian, not only if it's your brothers, relatives, or loved ones who are being mass murdered in Gaza that you should stand up and oppose it. Not only if you are Jewish and all of this is being done in your name, you should stand up and say no. If you are a human being, if you know what life is all about, if you respect life, if you respect humanity, you should stand up and say, no, this is unacceptable.
No!
Self-defense. The Zionist movement would say self-defense. Defending whom? Defending what? Defending from whom? Nothing started on October 7th, as the Secretary General of the United Nations said. October 7th didn't happen out of a vacuum. None of us are happy with what's happening. All of us are pained when we are seeing bloodshed, when we are seeing loss of lives. But unfortunately, this is a result of the decades-long brutal occupation, which is not in favor of anyone. Unfortunately, we are witnessing an endless cycle of bloodshed where everyone suffers, and this is not supposed to happen, and we need to stop this for the sake of everyone involved.
Yes.
Zionist propaganda will tell you that if you stand up today here across the street of the Israeli consulate, or you do anything against Israel, then you are anti-Semitic. This is ridiculous. Nothing here is anti-Semitic. Nothing is about hate against any people. We are standing up and condemning crimes. Crimes taking place should be condemned, should be stopped, regardless who the ones perpetrating it are. Unfortunately, I'm standing here as a Jewish person, and I'm embarrassed when these crimes are being done by some people of the Jewish faith. We have to understand, masses of Jewish people worldwide oppose Zionism and occupation of Palestine. You cannot call this anti-Semitic. You have to remember, Jewish people lived in Palestine. They lived in Palestine in peace. They were respected and protected. You cannot say that Palestinians hate Jews. You cannot say that Muslims have anything against the Jewish people. I, as a Jewish rabbi, I am proud to stand there amongst Muslim people, as I do all the time. And this is an example. We are showing an example to the United States of America. We are sending a message to the world that we lived in peace. We can live in peace. We should live in peace. And we will, inshallah, God willing, live in peace. But we need to understand, we need to realize, we need to study what is the cause to the conflict so we can figure out how the future should be better than what we are witnessing today. We have to understand it is not the difference of religion which is causing conflict. We had differences of religion for the longest time, and we lived in peace. It is the occupation of Palestine which destroyed the peace in the region. And unfortunately, we are seeing the consequences spreading throughout the world. On behalf of masses of Jewish people worldwide and in occupied Palestine, we stand there and we condemn the genocide in Gaza. Yeah. We condemn the brutal occupation. We condemn all crimes committed to the Palestinian people. And we demand not only a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, not only the lifting of the blockade in Gaza, not only a two-state solution, we demand an entire free Palestine. From the river to the sea, Palestine should be free. No one should fool you or anyone that from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free has anything to do with the annihilation of the Jewish people, God forbid. This is pure Zionist propaganda. Freeing Palestine is for the freedom of all. It is for the security and safety of all involved. We hope, we pray to Almighty God that this obstacle to peace, this occupation of Palestine, stops in its entirety. We hope and we pray to Almighty God that this stops peacefully with no more suffering of anyone involved. And at that time, we can wait, we can hope to see that beautiful peace that did exist in Palestine. Let's hope we see this in the future. Ultimately, we pray that God's glory be revealed throughout the universe and all mankind serves Him in peace, in harmony, God willing, inshallah. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Could you say the name of the organization?
My name is Rabbi David Feldman with Neturei Karta International.
Free, free.